There will be an appeal. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The defense team for Alec Murdaugh just confirming that after his sentencing to life in prison for killing his wife and youngest son.
He'd been made out to be a monster.
So defense lawyer Dick Harpootlian says they had no choice but to have Murdaugh testify. And he's again accusing state investigators of botching the forensics, calling it a comedy of errors.
It's not our job to find the real killer. If they had taken fingerprints, if they'd gotten footprints, if they hadn't destroyed, if they'd preserved Maggie's phone with her GPS.
During today's sentencing, Murdaugh said again he is innocent. The judge, referencing Murdaugh's opioid addiction at the time of the killings, said maybe it wasn't him, but the monster he becomes on the pills. A tribute long overdue at the White House as President Biden awards the Medal of Honor to Green Beret Colonel Paris Davis for what happened in Vietnam.
Hundreds of Viet Cong began to swarm Captain Davis and his team, pinning them down in a rice paddy with no cover. Captain Davis rallied his team to fight back, getting so close to the enemy, he was battling them hand to hand.
Davis would ultimately be shot more than once and wounded by grenade shrapnel, but still rescue other wounded members of his team. Now 83, he's already highly decorated, but the Medal of Honor paperwork had been submitted and lost twice. Decades ago, when he was one of the first black special operations leaders. President Biden has an Oval Office meeting this afternoon with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. Ukraine topping the agenda, including the concern that China is considering providing lethal aid to Russia. A senior administration official says today's meeting is a chance for the president and chancellor to be able to coordinate on foreign policy challenges. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Four colleges are extending test optional requirements for admission.
Two more high-profile schools have joined the growing list of colleges and universities that have suspended requirements for SAT and ACT scores. While most schools made the suspension temporary, others have lifted the time limit. This week, Columbia University in New York City became the first Ivy League school to do that, and William & Mary in Virginia has followed suit. The Washington Post reports that Fair Test, a group critical of the ACT and SAT, says more than 1,700 colleges and universities are test optional. The College Board, which oversees the SAT and ACT, says the tests give admissions officers useful data when considering applications. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
He's out of office, but former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson remains under investigation over COVID lockdown violations. A parliamentary committee now says evidence suggests he misled Parliament about his knowledge of parties at his Downing Street office. Johnson is due to testify before that same panel later this month. A dress designed to send a message at New York's Met Gala is still tripping up a congresswoman.
The Office of Congressional Ethics recommending the investigation continue into whether New York progressive Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez violated House rules by accepting lavish gifts for the Metropolitan Museum of Art fundraiser. Not only the white designer gown with tax the rich graffiti, but a bag and shoes, hair and makeup, transportation in a hotel room, and a bow tie and shoes for her escort to kicked down the doors at the Met, as she tweeted in 2021. AOC only paid to rent that runway dress after the watchdog started looking, and investigators say if they hadn't, it appears she may not have paid for several thousand dollars worth of goods and services. AOC acknowledges a ball was dropped, calling it deeply regrettable.
Fox's Therese Crowley and Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.